Last month, a Mexican official with the Federal Child Welfare Agency came to the camp and threatened to separate children from their families if they didn't move to a new government-run shelter. They told parents their children would be sent back to their home countries. This weekend, dozens of Mexican immigration officials, federal police, and National Guard were scattered throughout the encampment. Enrique Maciel, a regional delegate for Tamaulipas Institute for Migrants, spoke to a group of asylum seekers about a new government structure he wants them to move to by the Rio Grande.
You or anyone else can't tell me it's going to be more comfortable to be outside than under a tall tent where you're going to have lots of benefits. The groups from the Rio Grande Valley, the ones that come to help, will continue to help in the tent.
Mexican authorities want the asylum seekers to move there instead of being in a plaza near the international bridge. But some migrants are hesitant to cooperate with Mexican officials.
It's not an obligation. It's recommended. It's healthy for the benefit of your families to go to a place more hygienic.
Melissa is from Honduras. She was in the crowd where Maciel and other Mexican officials spoke.
Ellos llegaron hace una hora diciéndonos que nos movamos de forma voluntaria.
They got here about an hour ago, saying it would be voluntary, but if we didn't move voluntarily, then they would come to move us. They told us yesterday that they wouldn't bring so much law enforcement. But if you look around, it's like we were in Iraq and a bombardment is about to begin.
Melissa says she's not going to move from the area, but others at a different part of the encampment have started moving their tents. Melissa says it's because those migrants are new and have recently arrived.
They're trying to scare and pressure them. But we who've been here for months, trust me, the pressure, the fear, I don't suffer from it anymore.
Two teenage boys are gathering their belongings. Now they're picking up their tent. On top of the tent, it's a black trash bag that helps provide further protection from the elements. The boys make their way up some steps that go down to an area where the new government tent structure is. I asked one of the boys why he's moving his tent today. He tells me it's because they're being kicked out from where they were at. Dozens of families have now moved their tents under the tall government carps. One man who didn't want his name used because he fears speaking out will put him in danger says he was also told if they didn't move, they would be forced to.
To avoid any types of problems, we decided to come.
A woman who also didn't want her name being used is now neighbors with the man under the government tent. She says she was told the same thing and that this doesn't feel optional.
Andan federales.
There are federal police. There's all types of police. It's not that you want, it's that you have to move. If you look up immigration, they all have cameras, and we feel so intimidated.
All asylum seekers I spoke with said officials told them at first the move is optional, but if they choose not to go, then they would be forced to. Some families under this tent worry about future rainfall because it's in a low-lying area on dirt without any proper drainage. Mexican officials admit everyone might not fit under the new tents and continue to say this move is optional. I'm Reynaldo Leaños Jr. in Matamoros.